Blog Talk Radio.
Find yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger. When it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Fun Friday, June 24th, and I want to thank you all for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get, of course, the ever-so-popular Chicken Whisperer collector cards. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. All you have to do is scroll down a little bit on our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. The chat room normally opens up automatically. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our hobby and passion. Backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, preparedness, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro.
ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Looking for something? Find it online at Bidbird Auctions. Bidbird.com is an online auction service that caters specifically to the poultry, waterfowl, game bird, and pigeon hobbyists. With so many rare and exciting species listed daily and in a wide variety of categories, you'll want to visit often. Join hundreds of the nation's top breeders that have made Bidbird Auctions their new home. And get sold on Bidbird. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons?
Don't put your beautiful farm fresh eggs in any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends with your very own custom labeled egg cartons from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your new custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com. That's eggcartons.com. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today through that short commercial break. We appreciate it. It is now time to start our Fun Friday episode. Everybody loves Fun Friday. It is now time to bring on the supermodel of compost, the multi-talented author, all-around multi-talented young lady, Pat Borman.
Oh, Whisper, you are feeling frisky this Friday, I can tell.
It's great. Friday. It's Friday. I'm excited. The contractor's here getting some work done. I already went into town and saw some good friends, and we're just having a grand old time here. It's Fun Friday. We have tons of prizes to give away from our wonderful, wonderful sponsors that keep this radio show on the air. Now, y'all know I say this many times, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I know times are tough for everybody. Including Jen and I, with a new baby, of course. But and so we're not just going to scream at you, go buy this, go buy that, buy from here, buy from there. But we do ask as a courtesy, because you get lots and lots of information for free from this program, from all of our experts that we have on, is when it's time to buy something, when you're in the market for something new, we ask that you visit our sponsors. They may or may not have the lowest price. We understand that. But they are sponsors of the show. They keep us on the air, and they bring you all this great, wonderful programming. So when you need to buy something, do check out our sponsors. We do appreciate it. Let them know as a courtesy you heard it about them through our radio show. If you don't, then they'll just have no idea how many people we're actually reaching, which is many, many people. So we just appreciate that, and thank you for doing that. So, but it is Fun Friday. All of our sponsors today are brought to you by our wonderful sponsors. And today, also, another special treat, all of the questions, I think we've got 10 lined up, 10 prizes, or I think maybe 7, but I think we may stretch it to 10. 10 prizes, 10 questions going to be asked by our good friend and special guest on the first and third Thursdays of every month, Dr. Bridget McCray. And she's going to be asking these questions, of course, from the Avian Bowl handbook, I believe. So if you have that, pull it out, do a little last-minute brainstorming and studying. And so you may know the answers. So she's going to be joining us about probably in about 6 or 7 minutes, and we'll get this show on the road because it is another Fun Friday, and they seem to go by so quickly. We try to get all the prizes given away as we can. And, of course, Pat, since you and I don't have to come up with the questions, your job today is to count how many men, how many women. So we'll have the male versus male again. So I think last week the men won, if memory
serves.
Yes,
they did. They did. So, they won.
Yep.
By a landslide. Not just a little bit, but a big bit.
Yes. It's amazing because about 74% of our listeners, fans, and followers are young women, and the majority of those between the age of 35 and 55. And so we appreciate them, of course, but we appreciate everybody. Also, the ones that listen to the archive, if you can't listen live, we understand you're out there making a living, working hard to feed your family and pay those bills, and you're listening to us on the road to or from work via iTunes, via podcast, however you do that. We appreciate you as well. And so it's just it's a fun time, and I'm very blessed to be able to do what I do, and I love it, and I work hard to get everybody and provide you with all the good programming we have here, and the wonderful co-host Pat Foreman and all our guests. So so let's get kind of rolling here. Let me get over here to the chat room and welcome everybody there, and let's see what we got.
Before you do that, let me just tell you, I'm in a little bit of a different situation here today. I'm at an all-day workshop.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And they just broke at noon. In fact, I snuck out a little earlier just so I could get on the show on time. But if I could, I'm going to have to sign off at 1. And since Bridget's here, Dr. McCray is here, you won't have any trouble, I'm sure, going through to the end. You never would anyway. But then... also, I just wanted to say that I'm not at my computer or in the chat room. I'm sitting here kind of under the Bodhi tree almost. I'm sitting out here in the woods just enjoying nature. So I just wanted to put that in there, that I'm not on the computer and I will need to sign off at 1. So,
okay. Yeah. We're going to miss you, that's for sure.
Oh, I'll miss you too. But that they're just reconvening. They've got an hour lunch break. And I thought, well, that's cool. I can still get on the
phone. We'll have some fun here while we can, and a little bit's a lot better than none. So
it'll be fun all the time, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I got to tell you though, I guess there aren't any jokes today with no random and totally stupid chicken jokes. If we're gonna do the avian
today,
bowl.
Today we're gonna have some serious avian bowl questions, and so you have to be on your P's and Q's here, because it's going to be a challenge. So I'll go and post on Facebook that we're live here again in a moment to try to get more folks in the chat room on Fun Fridays. Yeah. And, of course, we have to have a legal disclaimer. We, Pat, or I are not responsible for anything that may occur on Fun Fridays due to the unique nature of people's personality on Fridays, including those participants in the chat room. So enter the chat room, enjoy the chat room at your own risk, as well as listening to the radio show. Nothing you hear on the radio show should be considered truthful or factual unless you go out, research it yourself, and come to the same conclusion. So there we go.
that's kind of true with life, isn't it? Is one person's truth, another person's but that's well said. That's very well said for Fridays.
You go. You just never know what's going to happen. Let me see if I've got any chickens in the news over here. I think I saw one that popped up here that was pretty interesting. Yes, this caught my eye. Chicken. Oh, actually, it's called. Here's the title: Chickens, Fugitives or Family Pets. I love that title. Chickens, Fugitives or Family Pets. For some, the idea of having chickens in their neighborhood is just plain foul. But others see them no different than they do any other family pet. Okay? In fact, much better, because they do so much more than the average family pet. I wonder how many articles have been written about this regarding tarantulas that kids keep, or lizards, or grand lizards that are so huge and fancy, or wild macaws that roam the jungles, and snakes, and some are poisonous, and rat snakes, and boa constrictors. Oh no, it's just chickens. It's just chickens. They don't worry about snakes and tarantulas and all these other pets. So okay, once upon a time, nestled within a backyard corner inside a red and white painted chicken coop lived 7 happy chickens, 3 white, 2 spotted, and 2 red. Although technically they weren't supposed to be there, current zoning laws prohibit their owner from raising them, for months they existed relatively unnoticed by neighboring households. Okay, so for months no one even knew they were there. And for months they went about their happy chicken business of eating bugs, nibbling on weeds, and laying eggs, ranging in color from white to brown and on occasion even green. One day they heard a piece of news via the Underground Chicken Railroad wire that Santee Mayor Randy Vopel wanted to liberate them. But alas, the city council decided they didn't want to put the measure up to a vote. And now the chickens continue to live their lives in silent oppression, lest they be exiled from the kingdom of Santee. Their owner, who spoke to us on the condition of anonymity, said that much of what is assumed about chickens is sheer fiction. People think that chickens are loud, but that's untrue, he said. Sure, they get scared and they talk about it for a little bit, or when they lay an egg, they'll squawk and brag about it a little bit, but it's no louder than a trash truck driving by or a barking dog, and it's much, much quieter than that. The myth that coops have a vast and traveling unpleasant odor, he noted, is also just that, a myth. What you smell is coming over the back corner of the neighbor's yard. They have two dogs, and they don't clean up after them, he said. After touring the chicken yard and venturing inside their coop, I had to agree. Their diet is a mixture of chicken feed, chicken scratch, weeds, and chicken and kitchen scraps. They love grapes and cantaloupe rind. Watermelon rind is among their favorite. For him, raising chickens is no different than raising any other family pet. They'll run up to you if you come out into the yard with a bowl because they think it's food, he said. But if I'll sit down or come here to work on the yard, they're all up in my business. They're super friendly. They'll let you pick them up and even pet them if you want to. He and his chickens are thankful that Mayor Vopel is an advocate of urban agriculture and are hopeful he'll continue to advocate for urban fowl liberation. I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say how much I hope the city council will consider putting up this for a vote. He said, I definitely feel they should change the laws to make them more chicken friendly. So that's a good one there. That nice story. Yeah. So from the Santee Patch, some chickens in the news there. Let me see if I have any others that may have come across the wire.
You know, Whisper, didn't you find, though, my chickens run up to me whether there's food or not. I think they genuinely like me, and they want to kind of say, hey, how you doing, and what's happening, that sort of thing. Of course, they always like the food, but I'd like to think it's not just about food. It is a little bit about being glad to see me. I mean, don't you think yours do that, too?
Yeah, but who could not genuinely like you, Pat? I mean,
even the dogs or the cats, you know, they come up and they're so I think chickens, there's a genuine motive there besides food and an emotional one, too.
I think
chickens formed emotional bonds.
I want to send a message out here. I just saw on Facebook I think it's Woo Spooky. Woo Spooky is listening, but they cannot log into the chat room, and they enter through the like on Facebook. So let's see how we can if you're listening, if you click on the link there on the Facebook page, if you click on that link there on the Facebook page where it says click on the link below, then our homepage at Blog Talk Radio should come up, and then it should automatically start airing, and then normally if you scroll down a little bit, the chat room will open up, and then you can register. So if you're at our homepage, if you click on the link on our Facebook page, the show should automatically start playing, but if you scroll down a little bit on your computer screen, you should see the chat room as well. So try that and see if that works. Woo Spooky, I guess, is the chat name. And so you can try that, and then you can log in, and you can even have Woo Spooky actually as your chat name there in the chat room. So hopefully you can get that figured out and join us in the chat room there on our Facebook page. So yeah, Pat, I think people just genuinely like you, whether they're a chicken or a dog or a cat or whatever.
Not everyone. So I can prove that.
they're going to be flocking over to you. No problem.
You keep that illusion, but it's really not true.
Gotta love it. So do you have any chickens in the news you'd like to share before we bring on our good friend Dr. McCray?
No, I don't. It's been really light, and I love the chickens in the news that you read about. There's so many reasons to promote chickens. And I remember I gave a talk to the Master Gardeners of Rockbridge County last night, and I took Oprah Henfrey in. I took Oprah, and she was a hit as usual. And golly, they, about by the time they left, I took another poll. How many would like to have chickens? So it was just sort of an informal poll, and it was pretty much 100%. So they went from about maybe 4 or 5 to having chickens to just about all of them. There was about 30 there that would like to have chickens. So that's we're making it, you know, one family flock at a time. And it was really, really rewarding. So, yeah, that's all the chickens in the news I have, is just that you can change people's minds in less than an hour. So
That is absolutely correct, especially if you got good factual information. So that is absolutely. I've changed my mind on several things in life over the years. You know, different perspectives and you know, thinking about things. So you know, I won't get into a lot of those personal things, but yeah, I've changed my mind on several views I've had for many years. So it's just one of those things. So I don't know if there's such thing as a conservative tree hugger, but maybe I fall somewhere into that category. a conservative tree hugger, if that exists.
Conservative tree huggers only hug certain trees. But
oh, okay, gotcha.
Not
okay.
Every tree in the forest will do, but certain trees will.
I love it. Yeah, maybe I only hug trees that give back, like the maples. You know, if you give me some maple syrup, honey,
go.
Baby, I'll hug you all day long. So I gotta love it.
That's where my ex was. He didn't want to raise anything that he couldn't eat. So it was always in the vegetables and the fruits. So if it wasn't edible, he didn't want to raise it. Anyway.
So he didn't like having dogs or cats. Well, I guess if you
no,
lived
I'm
in...
talking about the plant kingdom.
Oh,
this is in the garden.
I see. That makes sense. I guess that kind of makes sense to some degree.
No flowers. But... I mean, very few flowers were edible.
So we don't need no sneaking flowers.
No
flowers.
I love flowers.
All righty. Well, hey, it's time to go to the phone lines. Let me get over here to the switchboard and bring on... Always a pleasure. In fact, we haven't had her on in so long because one week we canceled the show and I thought Richard was going to be on, and it wasn't Richard, it was Dr. McCray. And then one week I think she had an event that she was at. One week, I don't know, something just kind of popped out of Jen called a baby, and so we didn't have a show that week. So it's all next. So it's like it's been a crazy long time since we've had Dr. McCray on the show. So we're so thrilled and glad to have her back on today. A little different role today than educating us on her expertise, being a poultry scientist. Today she's gonna honor us by asking. She's gonna be the Alex Trebek of today's show by asking all of these difficult questions that we've got for the avian bowl. And it's sad because if you go to an avian bowl, you'll see third, fourth, and fifth graders answering these questions left and right and left and right and left and right. And here we are, Pat, we're going, So let's welcome right now.
I know Whisper knows the answer. I'm sure glad he does.
Let's welcome Dr. McCray to the show. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be back.
Yes.
There was a time there where we were just hit and miss.
We were, but we're back now and we're in the groove and just rolling along like we should, and the chat room is filled up.
And today I will still say I'm going to wear my educator hat because even
good.
If you don't know the answer to these questions, you're still going to learn something good.
That sounds
good.
Like a plan.
Always something to learn.
Always.
Yep.
I try to learn something every day of my life, and sometimes multitude of things, but at least one thing. And today, I'm going to learn, I'm going to self-teach myself, I'm going to learn how to hang Levalure blinds. So today, it may take me about 4.5 hours per install, but today I'm going to learn how to install those Levalure blinds. So that'll be one thing I'm learning today that's not chicken related. So
get a ladder.
Yeah, I've got to get me a step ladder. That's rule number one, and make sure I have a hard hat on if I'm working near a ceiling fan. So
turn it off. Yeah, turn off the fan.
Tape the switch down.
I love it. All righty. As stated, I was going over here to the chat room, slowly but surely filling up. Lots of great folks in the chat room. Thank you very much for joining us. Let me kind of tell you how I'll explain through the chicken trivia. Okay. Dr. McCray is going to ask the question, which means Pat or I will choose the winning caller, and then you will call in 347-637-3237. It's posted in the chat room. If you're not listening or if you're not in the chat room, write it down. It never changes. 347 637-3237. If you're the right caller, we bring you on the air live. We'll repeat the question for you. If you answer it right, you get that prize. If not, we go to the next caller. So if you're caller number 7, then you don't know it, we'll go to caller 8, then caller 9, then caller 10, and so forth. And it doesn't stop there. You have a little responsibility if you are the winner. You're going to have to send me an email. Yep, how hard is that? To chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. You can write that down too. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. And when you send me the email, if you're the winner, in the subject line of the email, put the prize that you won. So you'll basically put down, for example, Happy Hen Treats. Great. And then I'll need your name, your address, and your phone number, just if we have shipping issues. I don't keep any of that. If you won yesterday, then I'm going to need your information again today. I don't keep that. It's not stored anywhere, and those longtime listeners know that. So, and if I don't get an email from you, then guess what? You're not going to get the prize. So, and then you'll be calling me in, you know, a month saying, I never got that prize. And I'll be like, well, you never sent me an email. So so just follow directions, and there shouldn't be a problem with getting your prize to you. So that's kind of how that's going to work. And what we'll do is let's go to a short commercial break, and then we come back. We will start today's Fun Friday Chicken Trivia Contest with, of course, Pat Forman and our good friend, Dr. McCray. So stay with us, folks. We'll be back right after this short break.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try ManaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try ManaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at HobbyHillFarm.com and become a Facebook fan at Facebook.com/HobbyHillFarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love HobbyHillFarm.com. I do.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is another episode of course, Fun Friday. If you're a first-time listener, thank you very much for joining us. This is not what we do every day. We take a break on Friday and relax, have a good time, have a few laughs, tell a few jokes, and give away some prizes, because Monday through Thursday, we have special guests from around the country, including, of course, Dr. McCray, who joins us on the first and third Thursday of every month, and we just learn so much about sustainable living, agriculture, farming, solar energy, and of course chickens Monday through Friday, and of course or Thursday, and then Friday is a time to sit back and relax. So I'm ready to get started. I'm sure Dr. McRae is ready to get started. Pat, I'm sure, is ready to get started. She's going to be with us for another 30 minutes, and we're ready to roll. So we're going to say, Pat, you pick the first caller number, and then we'll have Dr. McRae announce the question.
All righty. I'm keeping track of the males and the females. Who wins what?
Good deal.
Okay, let's do caller number 10. Let's start with a perfect round number 10.
Caller number 10, 347-637-3237. If you want a chance at you knowing the answer to the following question, Dr. McRae.
Okay, I'm going to list several varieties, and you have to name the breed.
Hmm.
Okay, this is a breed of chicken that has lots of varieties. So this breed can come in single comb black-tailed red, single comb Colombian, rose comb light brown, rose comb dark brown, single comb light brown, single comb dark brown, single comb silver, and single comb buff. Of course, I left out the most common color variety that everyone's used to, but that's part of the education of today. Name the breed that you think all of these varieties can be found in.
Interesting. Okay, and of course, for poultry, I've posted that in the chat room. So you can take a look at the question there. And, of course, since Love for Poultry has no involvement with this show and these questions, then we know that both Brighton and Laura, who sometimes get left out of chicken trivia because their mom comes up with questions or is participating, they are fully, just let them know, Love for Poultry, they are fully capable of calling in if they're lucky enough to get the right caller. Then if they know the question, then they're eligible today as well. So I know y'all homeschool, but if this is a part of your homeschool training today, then have them call in. So we do have several homeschoolers that listen to our show. 347-637-3237 is the number to call. Caller number 10 is going to have a chance to win this prize. And what are you playing for? Let me tell you, some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey, our good friends over there at randallberkey.com. Guess what? You get 10% off your entire order when you mention the coupon code WHISPER. So 10% off your entire order when you order from them via phone or via the internet. Just mention or enter the key code WHISPER. And you'll get 10% off of your entire order there. Randall Berkey. So we've got some Happy Hen Treats. You will receive either the Sunflower Sensation or the Mealworm Frenzy. And I know Pat really likes to put those mealworms on her salad to add a little crunch. And
extra protein,
but I don't advocate that professionally. So it's just it's your call if you want to add a little crunch to your salad. So let me get over here to the switchboard and see if there's 10 people out there in Radio Land that even want to take an attempt to of this question.
Some people said on your chat room they know the answer. So I hope we get a good one on the first call.
I hope so, too. And one more little tidbit of information. When you call in, many of you call in just to listen, and that's great. We appreciate that. But if you want to participate in the chicken trivia, when you call in, you'll hear a young lady say, "To speak with the host, please press 1 now." So press 1. You got to do that. Press 1 if you want to participate in the contest. That'll differentiate based on the contest and just listening. So when you call in, you want to make sure you press 1 so we know you're calling in to try to take a chance at winning. So we've got caller number 10 in queue. So I'm going to go over here and... All righty, caller number 10, you're on the air with Indian Pat and Dr. McRae calling in from area code 309. 309, state your name and tell us what state you're calling from, please.
This is John Alden from Illinois.
Hey, John from Illinois. Thank you very much for tuning in today and listening and going out on a limb here. So we'll have one more time, we'll have Dr. McRae repeat the question, and then we'll get your answer.
Varieties of this breed include single comb black-tailed red, single comb Colombian, single comb light brown, single comb dark brown, rose comb light brown, rose comb dark brown, single comb silver, and single comb buff. Name the breed.
It's a Leghorn.
Correct. Good job.
All right.
Good
job.
Fun.
Wow.
How many of those do you raise?
Oh, I only have the Bantam white Leghorns right now, single cones. But I had large fowl black Leghorns earlier before.
Very nice. The reason why I said
yeah!
that question. A lot of people don't know they come in that many varieties. So thanks for making this a great educational question, John.
Yep.
All righty. Thank you very much. Just send me over an email, chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net. In the subject line, put Happy Hen Treats, and then I'll need your name, shipping address, which may be different than a P.O. box. Name, shipping address, and a phone number. We'll get those out to you. I'll contact Peach over at Randall Berkey, and we'll get that sent out to you. And we do have another prize coming up right now as well. Another package of Happy Hen Treats. Again, you will either receive the Mealworm Frenzy or the Sunflower Sensation. Again, Happy Hen Treats from my good friends over at randallberkey.com. And again, 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. I'll get to pick the winning caller, and I'm going to pick lucky number 7. Lucky number 7 at 347-637-3237 if you think you know the answer to the next question. Dr. McRae.
This French breed is crested and comes in black. Spell the name of this breed when you call in.
Okay. I know normally during the true Bean Bowl, you can't repeat the question, but I'll have you repeat it one more time for our listeners.
This French breed of chicken is crested and comes in black. Spell the name of this breed when you call in.
Spell it. So it's a spelling question.
Exactly.
But you got it. But you also have to know what it is. Not only that, but you have to spell it. 347-637-3237 and caller number 7. Caller number 7. Give us a call. Let me see what's going on over here in the chat room. OSU man's like, oh, I know this one. Well, give us a call. 347-637-3237 and lots of folks there in the chat room. We've got Bard Rock, we got Kathy and Dibby and another Dibby, and of course Dr. McRae and East Dallas Dave. Fiona's in there. Good day, Fiona, and Granny, Granny Kathy, and many guests
hey,
are in there. And then our good friend Nick, Hidden Acre Quail. We got Eileen and Kevin out in California. Cara. Or Kara, and Love for Poultry, Megan's in there, MT Kathy, OSU Man, and Ralph. And let me keep on scrolling down. Wow, Rhode Island Ruby is joining us, Teacher Jen, Walter, and C. Shelley, and Bard Rock are all in there. And so, perfect. Thank you very much. And we'll get back over here to the phone lines, to the switchboard. Caller lucky number 7. Calling in from area code 334. You're on the air with Andy Pat and Dr. McRae. Please tell us your name and what state you're calling from.
Megan in Alabama.
Hey, Megan in Alabama.
I knew
how's
that area code. I lived in that area code. Hey, Alabama.
How about that? Perfect. All righty. I won't have her repeat the question. She repeated it twice. But what do you think to save for time, what do you think the answer is of the question?
Is it Houdan? H-O-U-D-A-N?
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's not a problem. And that's, hey, she called in. She wanted to take a gander at it. And and
that was
so
a good gander.
Yes, it was. And so we're going to go to the next caller.
That was actually my guess, was Houdan, without having the internet here look something up.
I haven't looked at the answers either, and I don't even have a guess for this one. So maybe this person does, calling in from area code 912. 912, you're the next caller, which would be, caller number 8. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Hey, it's Fiona. G'day, how you doing?
Hey, Fiona.
Oh, my God, I thought I'd try double dipping this week for prizes.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All righty. But only if you know the answer will you get those prizes. So what do you think the answer is? And, of course, you'll have to spell it as well.
Is it a favorable?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay, this is a tough one. That means we go to caller number 9. Caller number 9. Calling in from 978. 978, you're on the air with Andy and Pat and Dr. McCray. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's Bud Bardrock from Massachusetts.
Bardrock from Massachusetts. All righty. So we know it's not a Houdan or a Favreau. So what do you think the answer is?
I was going to say Millie Fleur.
No.
That's a Belgian.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, we're running out of callers, but we still have one lined up. Caller calling in from area code 309. 309, you're the next caller in queue. Tell us your name. What state you're calling from, please.
Oh, I just was the one that just won. I didn't mean that press one.
Oh, no problem. That's fine. We got another one in line. We got tons and tons people. Okay, caller calling in from area code 234. 234, you're on the air. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from.
This is Kara from Ohio.
Kara from Ohio. All righty. What do you think the answer is?
I'm going to take a guess. I can't pronounce it, but I'm going to try to spell it. C-R-E-V-E-C-O-E-U-R-S.
Correct. It's called a crevecoeur.
All right, congratulations, Karen.
All right, congratulations. And don't worry, I can't spell half the words that come out of my mouth. So,
spelling as a student.
There's no problem there at all, especially them foreign names I'm not real keen on either. So, all right, congratulations. And you've won some Happy Hen Treats from Randall Berkey. Just put Happy Hen Treats in the subject line. To your email, you send to chickenwhisper@chickenwhisper.net, name, shipping address, and your phone number. All right, how cool was that? A little bit more difficult questions today than our normal crazy and loony chicken jokes that Pat normally and I do. So, again, with Dr. McCray, it becomes even more educational, which, of course, people love. So, all righty. So, Pat, this means that as we're moving right along, let me talk about the next prize here. We're going to do the ever so popular, ManaPro Breeds poster. The ManaPro Breeds poster, and they're fabulous. You may see one hanging up at your local feed and seed store. If you collect several UPC codes from ManaPro products, you can get these, or you can answer a couple of questions right here on the show, and they'll send you one out for free just for playing chicken trivia today. ManaPro Breeds poster. We've gotten nothing but positive things about these, and they just, they're bigger than I thought they were, and the pictures are beautiful, and it shows a picture of the hen and the chick and the egg that they lay. It's absolutely fabulous. And so ManaPro Breeds poster. And Pat, you get to pick the caller this time.
Okay, let's go with caller number 11. Caller number 11.
Caller number 11, 347-637-3237. If you want to take a gander at the following question from our good friend, Dr. McCray.
This is the first section of the oviduct. It is 3 to 4 inches long and is in the shape of a funnel. Name this section of the oviduct.
Okay, one more time.
This is the first section of the oviduct. It's 3 to 4 inches long and is in the shape of a funnel. It catches the ovum when it's released from the ovary. Name this section of the oviduct.
Perfect. And I just cleared the switchboard, so if you happen to be, to make it fair for everybody, you have to call in and reestablish your caller number. So if you did get disconnected, then that was on purpose. Just give us a call back if you wanted to try. Caller number 11, 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237 if you want to try the answer to that. I'm trying to think while we're waiting for call number 11, and with the tougher questions, we may be limited on the number of people who know this. So in the meantime, I'm trying to think of a question. In fact, let me get over here to, this would be great, our Facebook page, and because there's been some that on questions on here. This was a really loaded question we got last night. They put, possums eat a lot of eggs. What can I do? That comes to us from Chantal Marshall. Possums eat a lot of eggs. What can I do? And basically my response was pretty short and simple. Secure your coop and run. Make it into a Fort Knox. Definitely trying to keep your coop and run predator proof. However you need or how can you, to do that is very, very important so the possums can access the nesting boxes to actually get the eggs. That would be the start, to find out how the possums accessed your coop and your run, and then fix that problem and nip that in the bud. Let's see. We had another one here. Let me find it. Here it is. Help, mites. I just went out into the coop and noticed little microscopic, almost, bugs crawling all over my arms and legs. Yes.
Ooh.
I've got seven dust here at home. No diatomaceous earth. How do I use this stuff to treat my chickens and their coop? Please advise. Much appreciated. And so we've had seven comments on this, and definitely you want to nip those in the bud because they
can. The question is, how did they get in there in the first place? Because even if you treat with seven dust, if they're coming in on wild birds,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to just continue with the problem.
Okay. So stopping, finding out where they're coming from and eliminating that problem. Of course, Dr. McRae would be first. And then I know there's seven dust. People also talk about diatomaceous earth. There's also, we just had Carefree Enzymes on the show Tuesday talking about their product using enzymes called Poultry Protector, which is a spray that you can use to try to treat for and your mite problem. So that was a question that we had on our Facebook page.
And also you have to do a full clean out because you can't just treat the bird. You have to treat the environment too.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Very much so. And get those cracks and crevices in the nesting boxes and underneath the roost where they can hide. So
every surface.
Mm-hmm.
Every surface.
Yeah,
all right. It's a challenge.
Let's see if we have any other. Let me go check over here to the phone lines. Hang on just a second. I think she said caller number 11. Caller, you're on the air from area code 229-229. Tell us your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
Oh, this is Kevin. I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey,
how
Kevin.
You doing today?
Oh, I've been searching. I have not found the answer that I've been happy with. So
okay.
I'm going to go with follicles.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
No problem. Thanks, Kevin. We appreciate that. And let's go to the next caller. We may have had this one before. Caller number calling in from area code 234, you're on the air with Andy and Pat.
Hi, this is Chuck from Ohio.
Chuck from Ohio, another one from Ohio.
Chuck.
Perfect. And what do you think the answer is to the question?
I'm going to try to pronounce it. If I can't pronounce it right, am I allowed to spell it out?
Sure.
Infundibulum.
Correct. Good job.
All right. Congratulations. You've won a ManaPro Breeds poster. How cool is that? Good try. Thank you so much for calling in. See, folks, you can just about, if you got the book there, the chicken, if you got Google, if you got can research it, then give it a try. Give us a call. You might win some awesome prizes. Congratulations from Ohio. Just send us an email. Put in ManaPro poster in the subject line and the name, shipping address, and phone number. We'll get that over to our friend so they can get you that poster out to you. So perfect there. All righty, let's do what time we got? Yeah, let's do one more Mana Probe Reads. You know what? Let's not do the poster. Let's do a bottle of, since we're talking about mites here for a moment, we'll do a bottle of the Poultry Protector from Carefree Enzymes. We had Patrick, the developer and creator and owner of the business, on Tuesday telling us about all his different products. And so we've got a bottle of Poultry Protector for you. So maybe this young lady can win that, who was having the issues there on our Facebook page. Put us on facebook.com/thechickenwhisperer. I'm going to say caller number. You're going to have to be fast on your fingers. Caller number three, if you know the answer, or we're going to try to the following question. Okay.
This food poisoner can come from untreated water or even raw, undercooked poultry. Which of the following food poisoners is it? A. Salmonella, B. Campylobacter, C. Staphylococcus aureus, or D. Clostridium perfringens. And I know you're glad that I pronounced those right.
You better believe it.
I'll repeat the question for you.
Thank you.
This food poisoner can come from untreated water or even raw, undercooked poultry. Which food poisoner is it? Is it A, Salmonella, B, Campylobacter, C, Staphylococcus aureus, or D, Clostridium perfringens?
Okay, you got a 25% chance. You got multiple guests here, and so if you took after me, guess C. But I have a different answer here. I think I haven't looked yet, but I wanted it to be fun for me too, so I haven't opened them up. So I've got what I think it might be in my head. So if you want to take a stab at this, 347-637-3237. Come on, folks, give us a call. And you got to be fast on your fingers. Caller number, I said three, or did I say four?
You said three.
Caller number three, good. Caller number three, you got to be fast on your fingers if you want to try to win this one. So, all righty. Like I said, fast on your fingers. The switchboard lit up very quickly, so we're going to the phone lines right now. Caller number three, area code, let me get my glasses on. 937, area code 937. You're on the air with Andy Pat and Dr. McRae. State your name and tell us where you're calling from, please.
It's Nick from Ohio.
Nick from Ohio.
Hey, hidden Nicker. Hey, Nick. Wonderful.
Well, I don't know if I know the answer to this.
Well, that makes two of us.
That makes three of us.
Because I would say. Let's see. What was the last one? What was the last one? Is that D? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it is.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Okay.
It is not Clostridium perfringens.
Okay, so now someone has what would that be, a 33% chance of winning? So they know it's not D. They know it's
not Clostridium.
So now that means we go to caller number four. Caller number four. All righty. Looks like we have a caller calling in from area code 334. 334 again. State your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Megan from Alabama.
Megan from Alabama is going to try it again. All righty, perfect. Yeah, no problem there. And what do you think the answer would be to this question?
Is it B?
Can you pronounce that word for me?
No. Can't.
Yes, it is that
can't,
one.
So I don't know.
I'm not good at it. Campylobacter is one of my favorite bacteria.
Ooh, that's one of my favorites, too. I love to snuggle with it all the time. I love it. That's so funny. Only from a scientist you would hear something
Absolutely.
Like that. That's why I love
you
it.
You got to have your favorite bugs.
Your favorite bugs. I absolutely
yep.
love it. Now,
it smells
is
like
that...
a campfire. That's why it's so snuggly.
Good. All righty. Well, congratulations. I'm going to go ahead and put her on hold. And I have to ask, because it tickles me every time I think about it, is Campylobacter, is that one of the bugs that you self-infected yourself with one time?
One time.
Yeah, one time, that's all it took.
That's all it took.
Oh, man. How about that, Pat? Have you ever infected yourself with Campylobacter?
Not that I know of. But I have done a lot of camping, so it's possible. I've been out there in that camping scene, so Campylobacter might have gotten me.
Maybe have. I guess it's spending a little too much time near the Petri dish, right? Is that how that happened?
Me?
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Petri dish. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a slight mishap.
Yeah, just a slight. Oh, that's not
too
fun.
Close. Too close, yes. To your favorite, huh?
That is not sure. Fun at all. So, all righty, we're going to go and take a commercial break. When we come back, we've got many more prizes to give away from our sponsors. We hope you're enjoying today's Fun Friday with Pat Foreman, me, the Chicken Whisperer, and, of course, our good friend, Dr. Bridget McCray. And so we'll be back right after the short break with more prizes to give away from our sponsors.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea. Technology you can trust.
Oops, sorry about that.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Since 1947, Randall Berkey has been providing quality products to their customers. They have everything you could ever want or need for backyard poultry. Feeders, waterers, medications, supplements, nesting boxes, and even coops.
Visit them online at randallberkey.com and get 10% off your entire order when you use the coupon code WHISPER. That's randallberkey.com.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
Alrighty, thanks very much for joining us. I was going to give this, I've got 1 o'clock sharp, and so I was going to give this opportunity coming back from break, Pat, if you needed to break away, and we hate to see you go. We'd love for you to stay,
thanks.
But if you had to get back to your conference now, then this would be a fine time
perfect
to do that.
Timing.
If you can, and you can sign off like you always do for tradition, and then Dr. McCray and I will carry on.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Andy. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And then, Andy, enjoy your new ideal home down there. And Professor McCray, thanks so much for coming on. We always enjoy having your company here.
Thanks,
so having said all that, blessings to all, of course, always and forever, and may the flock be with you. Have a wonderful weekend. So I'm going to sign off and exit stage left. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye, Pat. Thank you very much for joining us today, and always a pleasure to have her on, and I have to say I did miss a few of her chicken jokes today and her chicken riddles that always seem to make us moan and groan. But nonetheless, it's good to have Pat. We're sorry to see her leave, but business comes first, and she had a conference that she was attending to further educate herself. So we've got about 30 minutes left here, and let me see. Oh, I know what we're going to do next. We're going to do, for the next prize, I don't know if you've seen this product, Dr. McCray. It's developed by MyPetChicken.com. Good friends Derek and Tracy up there, MyPetChicken.com. And I think last week we gave away the chicken caviar. So this week we're giving away the chunky chicken cookies.
Oh, my.
And,
I've not heard of these.
Okay. They are actually made out of vegetarian fed insects. In fact, I'm going to go over to it, and I'll read to you about them. And they're developed there for MyPetChicken.com. And let me get over there. So MyPetChicken.com.
Well,
and then
I'm looking at a picture of them now, and they do look chunky.
Yeah, chunky chicken cookies. Last week we did the chicken caviar, and I love to read about this. It says, our chunky chicken cookies are a wonderful supplement for your entire flock. Each pound contains approximately 6,500 vegetarian-fed insects, as well as other beneficial ingredients like corn, wheat, alfalfa, flax, kelp, and spirula. I can't pronounce that. Everything is all natural and made and raised here in the USA. Your birds will love it. And so that's what the next trivia question you'll be playing for, some chunky chicken cookies made from vegetarian-fed insects. So I guess if mosquitoes come and suck my blood, they wouldn't be considered vegetarian insects. I'm not a scientist, but I'm guessing that's my census. So I guess the mosquitoes, if there are any in there, are fed on who knows what, if there are any in there. So that'll be the prize for our next big winner. And let me see. Let me get back over here to the – oh, hang on. Let me get over here to the right screen.
So are the chicken cookies hard like cookies, or are they soft like?
No, I got some samples sent to me. They you can it's let me see. No, they're not. Well, you know, there's soft cookies, and then of course there's the crunchy cookies. These kind of just break up into granular. I don't want to say granular.
So they're
but
an intermediate moisture chicken food.
There you go. Yeah, they're formed. I'm trying to think which one's which because I got two. Some are, and I'm guessing the cookies are in kind of a real thin square wafer.
Right. That's what it looks like in the picture.
And then the caviar are long tubes, like they feed all of this into a machine that squirts out a tube like a hot dog. And then so there are three or four tubes of the chicken caviar, which also contain the vegetarian insects in that. And then you can just break that apart in your hand. I'm trying to think like what, maybe like a brownie or that consistency that breaks up and crumbles up. Yep. So show enough. So we'll take, let's see, we'll do call number six. We haven't had six today. Call number six. Remember to press one when you call in if you want to take a guess at the question. Press one so we know it's you. 347-637-3237. And call number six if you know or want to try to know the answer to the question, the following question. All righty, Dr. McCray.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to name the term that is also known as cinaresis or weeping. It happens when egg mixtures, such as custards or sauces, are cooked too rapidly. The protein becomes overcoagulated and separates from the liquid. What is the name of that term?
Okay, this term is also known as
cinaresis.
Okay.
Or weeping.
Gotcha.
And it happens when egg mixtures such as custards or sauces are cooked too quickly, too rapidly. The protein becomes overcoagulated and it separates from the liquid.
You know, if I had to make one phone call, if I had, you know, what was that millionaire show? I can ask a friend, I can make a phone call, or I can, there was another option. I think I would make a phone call on this one, and I would probably call our good friend who comes on the show the first Tuesday of every month, the Heritage Chef, Steve Pope. But since I don't have Heritage Chef Steve Pope's phone number in my BlackBerry, then I'm just going to have to say I haven't a clue. Yeah, 50-50. There it was, a 50-50 call a friend and ask the audience. And that would be funny. Maybe we could do that here somehow. On the, you know, you could ask, if you had your three choices, you could make a phone call and ask somebody. You could do a 50-50 if there happened to be the answers like a multiple choice, or you could ask the chat room and see what or take the money and run. Yeah, that's true. That was an option. Take the money and run. So that would probably, depending on my chance, I'd probably do that. A little is better than nothing. I figure if I could get a crystal, fries, and a Coke, then that's more than what I came with. So, all righty. And we said caller number six. So let me get over here to the switchboard. Several people think they know the answer to this, and we have actually a couple of people, it looks like, calling in from Skype. Let me go down here, and we said call number six, but one of you isn't that. So call number six, if you called in from Skype, then you're not caller number six, so you don't have to worry about questioning or figuring out who that is. So let's go to caller number six, calling in from area code 631. 631, you're on the air with Andy and Dr. McCray. And tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hi, I'm from Tennessee.
Tennessee, all right. And your first name?
My name is Bob.
All righty. What do you think the answer to the question would be?
Can you repeat the question, please? I didn't tune in earlier.
Okay, one more time. Go ahead.
This term is also known as cinaresis or weeping. It happens when egg mixtures such as custards or sauces are cooked too rapidly. The protein becomes overcoagulated and separates from the liquid. Name the term.
Hey, Johnny, y'all the answer? I got it.
Yes, all righty. We'll have to go to, if you're not sure, we'll have to go to the next caller. That's fine. Give us a call back. If you or Joni may know, that's fine. Give us a call. You're eligible to call in again and try to answer one of our next questions. So let's go over here. We actually now will get to one of the Skype. So I'm just going to click on one of these, and we'll just see whoever we hear. So that's an issue sometimes with calling in from Skype or the Vonage and things like that. So we go to the next caller. You're live on the air with Andy and Pat. Say howdy.
Hi,
Howdy.
Howdy. I can hear you. And so tell us, who is this and what?
It's your favorite, Rhode Island Ruthie.
Hang on just a second. Give me a second here.
Okay.
I got to boot somebody out of the chat room.
Thank you. That was really annoying. Now there's two you have to boot out.
Yep, I see that. There we go. They're gone.
Yay.
Yep. I can't have the switchboard in the chat room up at the same time, so I got little visuals from Teacher Jen saying, hey.
Oh, I know you're a multitasker. Come on.
I do try to multitask as much as, as much as I can. So, okay, let me go back and see what they were doing here. Okay, yeah, they.
While he's doing
like,
that, do you know the answer to the question, Ruby?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a wild stab at this, Doctor, because I think I know it, but is it curdling?
Correct. Good job, Ruby.
Yay.
All right.
That was a pretty good stab. What did you say earlier? It was a good gander.
Yes.
Good deal.
See, sometimes we use complex terms like cinereisis or weeping, but it means the same thing as curdling.
Yay.
All right. Yeah, that's... No, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I really do want to try those chunky chicken cookies. My hens really like the hen treats.
Yeah, the hen treats are very good. Now you can try this from My Pet Chicken, and you can let us know on our Facebook page and in the chat room next time once you get it and you try it. Let us know how you like it, how they like it, and the whole nine yards. Now, isn't there an Olympic sport called that? Isn't that an Olympic sport?
No, that's
sport?
Curling.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had a nice cooking contest now during the Olympics or something.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Well, congratulations.
Good luck, everyone else.
Ruby.
Rhode Island Ruby. Yeah,
thank
absolutely.
You so much.
Thanks for calling in. And
happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday to you, too. Thanks so much for calling in. All righty. So we have a winner there. That's perfect. And let me get over here to the switchboard. We've got about 15 minutes left. So give me 1 second and I'll tell you what our next prize is going to be. I need to scroll down and make sure I give away the right prize from our good friends over at McMurray Hatchery. So just give me a second and I will make sure that I give away the right prize. So we don't want to have to give away a prize and it be wrong and then you get something wrong in the mail. That wouldn't be fun. So let's see what we've got here. It's opening up, folks. Give me a second. From our good friend over at McMurray Hatchery. Let's see. There we go. Oh, very nice. The Hen in the Snow poster. And they're giving away the Hen in the Snow poster. So that would be a great poster to put up. And let me see if I can get the... Hang on just a second. I'm going to see if I can't do something high-tech here and post this in the chat room so everybody can see what they're actually going to be playing for. See if this will work here. Not making any promises. Let's click on that and see what happens. Nope, it just goes to their, it looks like their main website there, so it didn't work. But you might be able to do a search under keywords. Let's just put
in
poster. Oh,
Love did it. She got it up on there.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Oh, let's
see.
That chicken
looks cold.
Yes, look at those. I bet it's,
like
I
her
bet
toesies
it,
might be frozies.
I was going to say, I bet her toes are pretty and quite cold. Perfect. But you know what? You know, if I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to say you might need to go ahead and put a 25,000 BTU heater in the coop just to make sure they stay nice and toasty warm. But I'm not going to go down that road. So there's your poster, folks, that you're going to get from, if you know the answer to the next question, from our good friend over at McMurray Hatchery. And they are the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery, and of course they're famous, absolutely famous for the their catalog. Who doesn't have a McMurray Hatchery catalog on their coffee table? If you don't, you need to call, you need to request one, you need to get one. They're famous for their catalog, I think, more than anything else, but largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. So we'll say caller number, we haven't had five yet, caller number 5, 347-637-3237, so that for that awesome poster, suitable for framing, I'm sure, if you know the answer to the following question from Dr. McCray.
Okay, I know some of you out there have had times when you've just got more eggs than you know what to do with. So this is a very eggalicious question. Please name the egg-rich hollow bread that is usually baked in small cups or pans. Again, I'll say it. This is an egg-rich hollow bread usually baked in small cups or pans.
An egg-rich hollow bread. Hollow bread.
Baked in small cups or pans.
This, Twinkie!
I'm sure lots of your listeners have had one of these. Or at least tried to make them with some of their eggs. I bet you a few of them have done that.
Am I right?
When you've got more eggs than you know what to shake a stick at, you're going to try all different kinds of egg recipes.
Is it Twinkies?
No.
Oh.
Have you tried to make Twinkies with your eggs?
No, but
we
you should.
Talk. I'm pretty sure there's not much in the way of eggs in Twinkies.
It's hollow bread, and it's got some white filling in it.
Well, that's not hollow. It's got filling. Good job, though.
You know, that's the first Twinkies. Thing that came to mind, Twinkies.
Oh,
sheesh. Hey, at least I got a laugh out of Dr. McCray. It's always nice.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
My wife, Jen, she's like, you call that bread? Well, it probably falls somewhere into the food groups, you know?
As a joke, one of my friends, when I was in graduate school, sent me a Twinkie recipe book. Because I would make jokes about, you know,
Twinkies.
All we could afford were, you know, Twinkies and Spam. And so... She ended up buying me a Twinkie recipe book, which I still have. Yeah.
What are some of the things there's different ways you could incorporate Twinkies into a recipe?
Oh, mostly it's hors d'oeuvres, like sweet hors d'oeuvres or desserts. But the one that I actually tried was Twinkie sushi, which is, it looks like sushi, but you just take a fruit roll-up, wrap it around the outside, slice the Twinkie into sections, and then shove like Twizzlers in the center to make it look like meat or something, but it's colorful and it's funny and
sounds quite healthy. Twizzlers and Twinkies.
Nothing about healthy is part of any of those conversations. I just
Hey. While we're waiting for people to call in, how was the poultry festival?
Oh, the Delmarva Chicken Festival.
Yeah, how was that?
Yeah, it was a really good weekend. Friday was absolutely gorgeous weather. Saturday was a little bit hotter. But I sat in I actually had one of those hand tallies. And in 15 minutes, on average, we would have 85 people come in every 15 minutes.
Wow.
Sometimes it was like three deep getting to the baby chicks so that people could pet the baby chicks, and I think we went through like 5 bottles of hand sanitizers, and I mean the big bottles.
Yeah.
Costco.
Somebody posted on our Facebook page, I'm going to ask, because it just happened to pop into my brain, because I've heard this happening before with a lot of 4-H clubs, and it's kind of disheartening, but after all these chicks were handled by hundreds, if not thousands of people, did they have to be put down because of that, or did they
no.
go to good homes? Okay,
no,
good.
We give them a good home, yeah.
Great, because
we're part of a committee that decides, you know, what goes up in the educational display, and part of our annual discussion is, you know, who is deserving of these chicks. And it's always somebody who has very good biosecurity and someone who knows how to raise chickens. It's not someone who's brand new at it.
Now, that's good, because I had read and posted an article I don't know, probably over a year ago about something that a fair going on, and they ended up deeming that the chicks were, you know, I don't know, diseased now because so many people petted them or had touched them. So now my question though for you is this, because I saw we talked about it. It was a part of our Chickens in the News one day, and I want to know if you partaked in eating some of that fried chicken cooked in that 10-foot frying pan.
Every year.
That.
Every year I eat chicken from the giant fry pan.
That is awesome. they said something. I think the actual number that I read was 3 tons. No, was it 6,000 pounds? Yeah, I think it was 3 tons of chicken or 6,000 pounds of chicken were cooked every year at that festival in the 10-foot fry pan.
Yeah.
Is it good chicken? Do they do a good job?
It depends, in my opinion, as to who they get their seasoning and breading from. I like the one. My favorite was the one 2 years ago in Centerville. They had some wonderful seasonings on there. This year wasn't my favorite, but it was good. It was good.
Okay. Any other neat stuff that happened?
There was a lady there selling chicken purses.
Okay.
I bought one. It's almost requisite, you know. But I had she had a couple of different kinds I had to choose. So I bought a chicken purse from one of the vendors there. She also had chicken pillows and chicken placemats. And so she was a quilter. She you know, makes her own purse designs and does all that good stuff. And then but most of my time is spent in the educational area teaching people about local poultry history. And, you know, we even had the 4 breeds of chicken there that were used to develop the broiler. And so we had those 4 breeds on display. And of course, the baby chicks are always the most popular, but then we always have posters about past chicken festivals that have gone on in the area. And Georgetown has hosted the Delmarva Chicken Festival more than once. And actually, it was the home of the very first chicken festival. Actually, the festival that was the progenitor of the chicken festival, which is the Chicken of Tomorrow contest. And the funny thing is, they had the contest, and they had chickens shipped in, actually eggs shipped in from all across the nation. And it was the Van Trust Company from Marysville, California that won. They were going to have a celebration and make an announcement and everything, but a giant thunderstorm rolled overhead, and so they kind of had to cut that short. And so the guy came to pick up the fireworks that they didn't set off, and he's like, well, I get paid whether you set them off or not. And at somewhere between 12:30 and 1:30 in the morning, they set off the fireworks. In Georgetown, just because
nice.
They wanted them to go off. Woke everybody up.
Very nice. Hey, just real quickly, too, is there a date set for Cooptastic 2012?
Not yet. No,
okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you let us know when you got that date set
okay.
for that. Okay. I got definitely one more prize I have to give away after this one with McMurray Hatchery. So let's get over here to the phone lines and...
Who knows the answer? Drum roll, please.
Exactly. Hang on. Let me get to the right. Not there. Not there. We go. Here we go. Okay. Cool. Let's go over here. You're live on the air with Andy and Dr. McCray. Area code 404. State your name and tell us what part of Georgia you're calling from.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That sounds like Brighton.
It is.
You lucky devil, you. All righty, what do you think the answer is?
Pop over.
Good job, Brighton. Way to go. Congratulations.
I've fixed these before.
Oh, you have? Do you like how they taste?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to put a recipe in the chat room, and maybe it'll be similar to the recipe that you've used. So those of you out there who have not tried popovers, according to Brighton, they're delicious.
Good deal. Now, I've had Pop-Tarts.
No.
Nice. And they do. They honestly don't judge. They do have organic Pop-Tarts. I promise
you.
Oh,
I believe it.
Organic Pop Tarts. Yep, you got to have them. Okay, we've got to get one more question here, and let me get over here to the prize. Everybody, and I'm telling you, everybody, I haven't heard a negative thing about our good friends over at Hobby Hill Farm, hobbyhillfarm.com. Great, locally owned, woman owned business, Hobby Hill Farm. Visit them online, hobbyhillfarm.com. We've got an awesome chicken salad pasta kit. It's awesome, and it's one of those popular things. If I'm pretty sure, the pasta is shaped like chickens. So if you're a chicken lover and you're having some guests over, you could really throw them off guard by having going ahead and making this chicken salad pasta, and the pasta is shaped like little chickens. How cool is that? We're going to take, because this is a popular website, hobbyhillfarm.com, and a popular prize, we'll bump it up a notch, and we'll take caller number 9. I don't think we've had that today. Caller number 9.
9 is my favorite number. Thank you.
All right. Perfect. Maybe it'll be lucky for somebody else today, and they can win some chicken salad pasta kit to impress their family or their guests from hobbyhillfarm.com. And the question is, Dr. McCray.
Okay, this question comes from the Avian Bull Manual, and it's from Raising Your Home Chicken Flock.
Okay.
That's one of the sections people can study this year. This disease has symptoms that include rapid spread, gasping, coughing, huddling, a drop in egg production, and occasionally a twisted neck, otherwise known as stargazing, or leg paralysis. Sometimes this disease causes death depending on the strain. Name the disease.
My goodness, I think we need to repeat that one more time.
Okay, this disease has symptoms that includes rapid spread, gasping, coughing, huddling, a drop in egg production, and occasionally a twisted neck, stargazing, or leg paralysis. Sometimes this disease causes death depending on the strain. Name the disease.
All righty. That's great. Caller number 9-347-637-3237. You've got your diseases to choose from out there. So if you want to take a guess at it, give us a call. Again, 347-637-3237. And there's it is now posted in the chat room as well. And so just want to say as we wrap this up, because this will be our last question and our last caller for this awesome prize from our good friends at Hobby Hill Farm. Thank you very much for tuning in today. I want to thank Pat for joining us while she could. I want to thank our good friend Dr. McCray for presenting all of the questions today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Wonderful time, and we'll get you back on here during your regular slot so you can continue to teach your expertise to all of our listeners and fans. And we hope everybody has a great weekend this weekend, and we will return this coming Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. I don't have my schedule in front of me to let you know who the guest will be Monday, but we'll have one, and we have great guests Monday through Thursday, experts in their field to teach us all about backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban garden, solar power, wind power, preparedness, the whole nine yards. So let me get over here to the switchboard and go here to the phone lines. Area code 214, you're on the air with Andy and Dr. McCray. Tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Hey, guys, this is Dave from Texas.
Dave from Texas. All righty. What do you think the disease is?
Oh, just guessing. Maybe mycoplasma?
No.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. That one didn't enter my brain, so but that's a good guess, Dave, from Texas. Thanks for listening out there in the Lone Star State. All righty, let's see if we've got another.
Can y'all hear me at all? I'm just wondering. Type it into the chat room if you can hear me. Okay. Well, since I can't take the phone calls and only Andy can, we're nearing the end of the show. hopefully Andy will step back in or be able to reach us for one reason or another. Maybe he's experiencing some computer troubles. But for those of you out there, this is a disease that we have had in the past in the United States, if that helps you at all. And unfortunately, it looks like we're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to share the answer to this question. I hope Andy won't mind terribly. But for those of you out there, it's Newcastle disease. So if you're out there and you see a medical problem that's respiratory in your birds, it can be a nasty disease like Newcastle. But thank you for your time. It's Fun Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And goodness gracious, thank you for all your input. Hopefully the Whisperer will put one of these extra questions on his Facebook page so you can win that wonderful prize from Hobby Hill Farms. And I know those are out there thinking Merrick's, that's why I mentioned the paralysis, but no,